It's 79 degrees at a minute before noon. This is WHQR Wilmington, 92.7 Classical HQR and 102.3 HQR in Myrtle Beach, plus 91.3 HQR News. I'm Gina Gamboni, and this is the Midday Interview. My guest today is Andrea Hill, the Artistic Director of the City Ballet. The City Ballet's spring performance is Cinderella. The show is next Saturday, May 21st at 7 o'clock, plus Sunday, May 22nd at 3 o'clock on the Cape Fear stage at the newly named Wilson Center at Cape Fear Community College. Thank you so much, Andrea Hill, for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me.
It's great to have you, and I'd love to hear, first, just so everyone knows what we're talking about, anyone who's never seen the ballet Cinderella, if you could just give us a little overview and of what the experience is like.
Well, the ballet is it's set to Prokofiev, the musical score, and the music is amazing. There's just so much you can listen to in the music, and it's really inspiring. But just the music itself can bring you to tears. So setting it to a ballet has been just a real joy, and the story follows the same Cinderella story that we love so much. The ballet is a little bit darker, but it's perfectly suitable for children. We have brought a lot of humor into our production, and the prince is a very reluctant prince in our version, and he also likes to dress up in disguise. So throughout the first act, he's in disguise a lot, and searching for a princess on his own, but he wants something different than the normal princess. And so he does end up stumbling across Cinderella without knowing that that will be who he ends up with. But the relationship between Cinderella and the prince is just a really beautiful relationship. It's very innocent, very, very sweet and endearing, and it just captures your heart. And the music is just so beautiful, and the dancers are just doing a wonderful job with it. And then we have the fairy godmother, who's just exquisite. And the stepsisters and stepmother, Cinderella does have a father in this version, but the stepmother's stepsisters are very, very beautiful on the outside, but very, very ugly on the inside.
How is that portrayed without words?
Well, the costumes, the staging, I think a lot of people are worried with ballet that they won't be able to understand ballet. But I find that you can express more, and I think people understand more of the feeling behind what's going on with ballet than you normally would with words. It's really a profound experience, and down to our little three-year-olds, they all understand everything that's going on. It's kind of like watching a silent movie. But there's
even more expressive.
It really is. It's just beautiful, and it's. It tells a story so profoundly, and it can reach your heart. There's one part of Cinderella that I tear up every time I hear the music and just visualizing what's happening in that scene. And it's just, I get choked up. but it's just such a powerful, powerful story, and the music is so beautiful.
During the show, you're going to have the Royal Prince's jesters collecting items in the lobby of the show for the domestic violence shelter.
Yeah, the jesters are very comic, wonderful kids. They're between the ages of 10 and 12, but they're excellent performers. And they will be out in the lobby in colorful costumes collecting things for the shelter.
Great. Again, I'm talking with Andrea Hill, the Artistic Director of the City Ballet. The City Ballet's spring performance is Cinderella. The show itself is next weekend, not this weekend, but next weekend, Saturday, May 21st at 7 o'clock, Sunday, May 22nd at 3 o'clock on the Cape Fear stage at the newly named Wilson Center at Cape Fear Community College. We were calling it the Humanities and Arts.
Fine Arts Center.
Fine Arts Center, right. Blah, blah, blah. But now it's, thank goodness, just the Wilson Center. And tickets are available at capefearstage.com.
That's right. And the T tickets are available through our website at cityballetofwilmington.org.
cityballetofwilmington.org. Let's listen to some Prokofiev. This is from the Pas de Deux. Andrea Hill, thank you so much for joining us and telling us about Cinderella.
Thank you.
We're coming right up on 1206. On Classical, HQR Music continues, and on HQR News, it's Coastline.